Good morning, this is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Wednesday, December 11th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by the Gallatin Valley Snowmobile Association and Werner Wealth Management. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Under cloudy skies, temperatures are in the teens and winds are blowing west to southwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts of 30. The next few days will have unsettled weather. Temperatures will rise into the 20s and wind will increase from the southwest to 20 to 30 miles per hour. Today, scattered snow showers will drop 2 to 4 inches. More snow is expected tomorrow, which will favor the southern ranges. Weak, sugary snow near the ground plagues slopes from Lion Head to north of Big Sky. Yesterday, on a day without new snow, both the Yellowstone Club and Big Sky Ski Patrols got avalanches to break 2 or more feet deep with explosives. Their snowpack is very similar to the backcountry, and their ability to trigger avalanches is a window into the instability outside their boundaries. A skier in Bacon Rind in the southern Madison Range wrote, "Collapsing and whooping communicated across whole slopes, shook snow off trees, and sent birds flying." Dave Zinn was teaching a field session in Lionhead and had this weak snow repeatedly break clean in his stability tests, which he captured in a video. Recent avalanches, collapsing, and poor test scores are a trifecta of instability signs. Avoiding avalanche terrain is in your best interest, since triggering avalanches is likely and the danger is rated considerable. The mountains outside Cook City had avalanches during and after Sunday's 2 feet of new snow. The weight of the new snow and wind loading triggered slides, and on some slopes, avalanches were aided by a thin layer of facets that broke. Ian and I investigated this area on Monday and found this layer buried 1.5 feet deep and concluded it would not remain a problem for long. Yesterday, skiers south of town dug a pit and found good stable conditions on their tour. Even so, given the weekend's new snow, wind loading, and variable nature of this weak layer, it's still possible to trigger slides. Travel one at a time in avalanche terrain and back off at the first sign of instability, such as cracking, collapsing, and recent avalanches, no matter how small. For today in the mountains around Cook City, the danger is rated moderate. The snowpack in the Bridger Range is problematic. A layer of sugary faceted snow a foot under the surface is weak. Without new snow and wind, the likelihood of triggering a slide is decreasing, but this layer is not getting stronger. Avalanches were triggered last week, skiers had a slope crack on Monday up Bracket Creek, and others had poor test scores by Fraser Lake. On Monday, Alex skied onto Saddle Peak and got this layer to break clean underneath a hard slab of dense snow. His video illustrates the poor snow structure he found in his snow pit. Avalanches are still possible, so be extra careful traveling an avalanche terrain. A slide involving a hard slab would be deadly. For today in the Bridger Range, the avalanche danger is rated moderate. The Northern Gallatin Range is an island of stability in our forecast area. In highlight, climbers reported stable conditions as they ascended steep gullies of snow. This mirrors my assessment from the weekend. Weak, faceted snow can be found on slopes where the snowpack is thin, but these areas are isolated and triggering avalanches is unlikely. For today, the avalanche danger is rated low in the Northern Gallatin Range. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form, send us an email at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 587-6984. And thanks for listening.